Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we want to wish you all a very blessed Thanksgiving. You know, we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Well, today we are very excited to have with us Gary and Lainey Gagnon. And Gary and Lainey are longtime friends of EWTN, and they're going to be sharing with us all they have to be thankful for, especially over the past year, both the ups and the downs, but all to the glory of God. And in Italian, it's amalia e dolce. It's the bitter and the sweet, but that's life. We have many things on this beautiful day of Thanksgiving in the United States of America, where we are so thankful for so many things. But we all have come through sorrows and miseries and tribulations and heartache. But at the same time, we could still be grateful and thankful.
It's well said.
I hope so.
I'd like to lead us in a prayer to the collect of the day in the masses for today. Father all-powerful, your gifts of love are countless, and your goodness is infinite. As we come before you on Thanksgiving Day, with gratitude for your kindness, open our hearts to have concern for every man, every woman, every child, so that we may share your gifts in loving service. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Somehow, some way, may this be the greatest Thanksgiving of your life. May you know that peace that passes human understanding, the peace this world can't give you, this world can't take away. Jesus Christ is our peace, and we thank him. We praise him. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, in case you're just tuning in, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and a blessed Thanksgiving to you. Today, we're excited to have with us Gary and Lainey Gagnon. Now, Gary and Lainey are longtime friends of EWTN, but today they're going to be sharing with us all the things that they are thankful for, especially over the past year, both their ups and the downs, but all to the glory of God. Well, here you two are still standing, still together, married 28 years, right? Mm-hmm. And so tell our family about beautiful Gary and Lainey so they can all be on your page.
Well, we have so much to be grateful for. We have six adult children. I say close to adult, but grown children. And now a lot of them are gone on to marriage, and a couple of them are still at home. And want to talk a little bit about?
Yeah, sure. I'll just kind of go through each of our kids and give you a quick rundown. But our oldest, Hannah, is a real estate agent here in Birmingham. And she is living at home, which has been a huge blessing. She's so much fun to be around, but she's also been a huge help with my mom, who also lives with us. So we're her main caregiver. So having Hannah there has been amazing. And then our son, Jonathan, just married last year his beautiful bride, Gina. And they've just bought a home and are starting their own little family now. And Jacob and Gabby got married shortly thereafter. They live here in town as well. They've started a family, and they just had our first grandbaby, sweet little Colette Marie. And then we have Katie, who is a senior at Troy University, and she's just flourishing and doing wonderful in college, and she's real involved with the Focus missionaries there, and she leads a discipleship group and Bible study. Then we have Allison, who just graduated high school last year, and she started at Auburn University and thriving and doing great there. And then we have one at home left still is Michael. He's a senior in high school. So we
the
have
tallest
the
of
the tallest,
all.
Yes.
Yeah, very tall.
And so, and it's been wonderful having just one at home. It's kind of a different dynamic. So Gary's gotten to spend more time.
Yeah, he's active in the high school show choir. Mm-hmm. And there's a few of us dads who help to build the set. So I get to spend a lot of time with him. And it's great. It's a really great opportunity.
Well, bravo to you. Aww. Going through all those names. And I was getting nervous. And, you know, now I'm at the point in my life, sometimes I say things on the air. We had 17 grandkids.
Yeah.
I call one the other one.
Exactly.
You know, which you'd be mortified if you were younger. But I'm like, George, just know that one is that one. Right on air, we kind of do. You were great. I don't know if you could have done that.
No, I couldn't have done that. You did great.
But what I want to say about the both of you is you two come from very strong Catholic praying families. Mm-hmm. And so what's happening is just the fruit of your parents' prayers, the fruit of your parents' faith, lives lived large before the both of you. Mm-hmm. And so you just, and there you are running that, even now with your own six and with that new grandbaby. And so nothing just happens by accident. Yeah. It's all intentional, right? And so here you are just doing that. And I'm so grateful for your parents.
Yes.
And so give our family a catch up on your parents and what they've done in your lives and how you're caring for them now.
Sure, why don't you go first?
Okay. My mom, she passed away about 2 years ago in November of 2022. And then my dad passed away this past June. Yeah. But it was providential where my brother, older brother in Maine, called and said, "Dad's not doing well. You may want to come up and see him and visit with him before." And so my brother Peter and I went up there. And we arrived on Thursday, spent a couple of days with him, got to talk with him. He was very lucid, and got to thank him for, you know, his fatherhood, his marriage to my mother, and thanked him for his passing on that faith to me.
Absolutely.
It was the most important thing, but I was, you know, eternally grateful for that.
Yeah.
And then we went back, and he passed that following Tuesday. So it was very providential for us to get up there. Spend that time with him before he passed.
What a gift and a grace.
How many brothers do you, Peter works here, your brother. How many brothers?
There's a total of six of us, six boys.
I just admire your mother just because she had six boys. I mean, I remember like, you have six boys. Yeah. I mean, and she was the sweetest lady.
She was beautiful.
Beautiful soul.
Beautiful soul. Yeah.
Share, and it may be hard, you know, but I can't believe your mother's deceased now. How long?
2 years.
Because for me, it seems like it was more current. Mm-hmm. And then your father's passing.
Mm-hmm.
Share that story about when your mom passed away. I guess it was at the funeral. Response of your father. Because how Peter shared that with me when he came back. And I was just so touched and blown away.
Yeah, it was very powerful. At the end of the Mass, they bring it to the back of the church and they do a final blessing there. And my dad was in his wheelchair at the time and they wheeled him back. And at the very end, he hugged the coffin, and he's like, "I'm going to miss you, sweetheart. Come get
me."
Mm-hmm.
And she probably did, indeed. And they married like 64 years, 65
years,
something like that. 65
years.
So beautiful.
What a testimony. Mm-hmm. Powerful.
And all your children were there, right?
Yeah.
And so that's,
see,
that's the legacy. Mm-hmm. That's what the world isn't going to teach them. Mm-hmm. But this is what life and marriage and family teaches them. And the beautiful legacy is that our parents teach us how to live in faith and they teach us how to die in faith. And what a gift for your children. And all the, because your parents had a lot of grandchildren, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you had six and Peter has a bunch and, you know, there's a bunch of grandkids.
I don't know how many. There's a lot.
Like
27, 30.
Yeah, right. How beautiful.
And even talk about your mom, though. I mean, having your mom is very
Sonia.
Yeah, my parents, again, both very faith-filled, loving, wonderful parents. Are just here at Thanksgiving, when you reflect upon it, I'm so overwhelmed and grateful to God for so many blessings. And but my father passed unexpectedly back in, it's been, 2010. So he's been gone for a while, and my mom lived on her own. You know, she lived, and then a couple of years ago, her health declined, and she was no longer able to live on her own. So we brought her into our home, and we're her primary caregivers now. She's completely bedbound. Mm-hmm. So it's been, like you said, the bitter and the sweet. Mm-hmm. It's not always easy, but it's a joy to be able to serve her in this way and to love on her in her last years. And even the children, mm-hmm. you know, just to model that to them. Mm-hmm. And they help so much with her care. Mm-hmm. And just giving thanks that even in the hard, we're grateful. We're grateful. Mm-hmm.
You know, and the two of you, you're healthy. You're still young, really, you are.
It seems to me like you've lived two lifetimes.
So much has happened in your life, and there's so much more to come.
Full life.
But you're like in the sandwich generation, right? Because you have, you had your parents and then your own children, and then there you are. It's kind of like, and you give and you give and you give yourself away, and it's like, wow. So how do Gary and Lainey keep their own spiritual? Tell us about the apostolate that you're involved in. Because you have to sustain yourself, right?
And this past year, in all honesty, was not the easiest year for us. 2024, for me personally, was a really kind of a tough year. We had some physical, had some health things come up, and nothing major, but it was just like little irritations, like just constant things coming up. But yet, in the midst of that, just fixing our eyes back on Jesus and trying to have a continual heart of gratitude and surrender and just living in that present moment, he will meet you, and he pours so much grace into that and so much joy that I've actually grown closer, and I feel like my faith has been reinvigorated this year, even though it's been one of our worst years, because that intimacy with Christ and with each other, I think, doesn't often come when things are going great. And when things are really hard, that's when you cry out and where he meets you, and you kind of renew that intimacy and that prayer life that sometimes in the busyness of children and graduations and marriages and all the things can get lost.
And you get lost and you become like two ships in the night. Where are we going? What are we doing?
Right.
Okay, who are you? You know, it's just kind of like, hey, where are we going? But that's the fullness of the life and the richness and the beauty. I mean, it's like, and you two are, you are available to friends and to your brothers and sisters, and you're available, you're very present with people. But the apostolate, as in arise, which is a ministry, it's a prayer ministry, a worship ministry, but that keeps you going in your interior life so that you have something to give. You have something to step back for and go, I'm really grateful for that. I'm rather exhausted, but I'm grateful.
And you want to talk about that a little bit, about Arise?
Yeah. So Arise, we have a monthly, it's called a night of healing, where we have four priests that come in and they to hear confessions. And then we have Eucharistic adoration, and we have praise and worship ministry, their music during the adoration. And then following that, we also have these prayer teams where we offer prayer, to pray with people as needed. It's like four or five teams. And it's a great experience, especially being there in front of the Lord, you know, and who is the ultimate healer. And we hear so many issues that people have, and just to be able to pray with them on it is just, it's just a grace.
It's a beautiful fullness that you have coming out of the kind of charismatic experience before I reverted back into the Catholic faith. So there was a lot of prayer and praise, not your group, I'm saying charismatic prayer, praise, the Lord's presence coming in the power of the Spirit. But then you have a guarantee in the way you're doing it. You have a guarantee if you go to confession, you have confession. You can be absolved of your sins. No doubt, you don't gotta beg God, he's gonna do that. And then you have the Holy Eucharist. It's guaranteed wins.
Just sitting there, if you do nothing else, you're in his presence.
And what a privilege that you give to people. And I think, you know, those who lose their lives, I quote this often, find their lives. So choices, how are you coping? How are you doing what you're doing? You know, everybody's, but you know, there's something about renewal too in giving your life away, that you get something back to that.
And there have been times where we're like, are we supposed to keep doing this? Because you know, it gets hard and but even when we just keep showing up, and he is so faithful, and I don't care how many people show up, there's so much fruit. And we're at the end of the night, we're always like, thank you, Jesus. This was so, we're so glad. Why did we ever doubt? Why did we doubt? Not that you can't look back, but to me, it's beautiful because as Catholics, we have such beautiful liturgy and history and all the things, but yet we also have this whole life in the Spirit and freedom, and people are walking in the fullness. And it's like, it's not an either or, it's a both and. And so a lot of, even a sweet, one of the sweet sisters, came last month, and we were praying with her with a group, and she was just crying, and she said, in all my years, I've never had another person just sit and pray with me.
I know, it's incredible.
And just having just people to come alongside you and do that. So we're very grateful for the Arise Ministry here in Birmingham. It's been a beautiful, and just the community of people that come together and they share the ups and downs in lives. And anyway, it's been a very big blessing that
we're thankful for. It is amazing how many Catholics have never actually been prayed for by a lay person, mm-hmm. or say, how can I pray with you? Or just lay hands upon them.
Right.
Anybody can do that.
Right.
We're not doing it in a priestly way.
Right.
And just lay hands upon, and how much is activated. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I never knew this. Why wasn't I doing this?
Right.
And that's what you're giving away. And don't be afraid. You can pray for other people too.
Mm-hmm.
And just touch them. Mm-hmm. Let the Holy Spirit touch them.
And it does re-enliven you. And even just the talking about the gratitude, I know when my kids would be struggling with something or feeling down or in despair, I would just remind them, okay, we would try to work through it, and then I'd say, go to your room, and I want you to write down 10 things you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I even, to this day, still do it to myself. If I'm in the car and I'm struggling, like, I'll just start praising God and thanking Him.
Yes. Right.
And, you know, the scriptures say, in all things give thanks. Mm-hmm. In all circumstances give thanks. This is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.
Right.
So that is the will of every Christian, Catholic. The will of all of us is to give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we're doing His will when we do that. And it really lifts, it focuses our eyes from the problem or the struggle that we might be going through. And it refixes our eyes on Christ and the gratitude. And it's just like, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
He's going to take care of everything.
And that's always a good marriage tip too. When your spouse is getting on your nerves, if you're married 28 years and 47 years,
am I getting on your nerves?
No, but it's kind of like, Lord, remind me how much I love Him. Mm-hmm. Remind me all the things I love about Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we forget. And we need to be reminded. That's why we have to have the Eucharist every week. You need to be reminded what Jesus did for you, lest we forget and we become people without no hope and we move into despair.
Right.
And it's a beautiful thing, especially during this time of Thanksgiving, to celebrate, even for our other family members, who in my world I used to call them extra grace people, EGP. These are the people I need a little bit extra grace to love. And I might be related to them, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, Lord, help me to see what You love about them, because I want to look at them with the eyes of love that You see them, so that I can be grateful and celebrate this person.
We're going to take a break. At this point, we're going to hold you over for the final segment. Thanks for allowing us to be in your home on this special day. You just might be walking back and forth, but we pray somehow, some way, this will be a blessing to you, and you'll give thanks to God with a grateful heart on this Thanksgiving Day. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. Welcome back this Thanksgiving Day. Thanks for allowing us into your home today. Gagnon, it's great to speak with you. We just have a few minutes left. You've shared joys and sorrows and your own kind of journeys. Are there any particular secrets or things that make this work in terms of your togetherness in a marriage, the flow of your children, faith? What are some of the keys?
One of the things I'm grateful for, very thankful for, is that I married a very good prayer warrior. You know, we pray together, we're equally yoked in our faith. So it's very important that you spend time in prayer with each other.
Yeah.
I think that's a key to a happy marriage.
Absolutely.
It is critical. Joy always says, there's three in this marriage.
Right.
It's you and me, but it's Jesus Christ. And we really do try to pray every day. And sometimes it's beautiful, sometimes maybe it's not so good. But just that you allow the Lord, you give Him permission. Does He need permission? No, but it does something. It's a relationship. And so you're saying, prayer is really key to what's happening. It's also the key that we hope for our children.
Right.
But that's their choice is what they're going to do.
Exactly.
But how important is it? And how do you keep saying, it sounds like you thank the Lord even in the midst of circumstances. Mm-hmm. Some people say, what are you thanking the Lord about? I don't get it.
Just
there's nothing
for
here
who
to thank
he
him
is,
about.
And just that He's in control. even if it looks like a mess, he's working good in all of it. Mm-hmm. In every moment, he's good. He's never going to not be good. So just to live in a place that we know him, that we live in this wonderful country where we can pray and worship and teach our children about mm-hmm. Jesus and read our Bibles and go to Mass. I mean, all mm-hmm. the things that we take for granted sometimes, it's just, mm-hmm. we're so grateful. And we had it was so fun last year, both of our boys, they got married 2 weeks apart to sisters, mm-hmm. beautiful girls.
So they married sisters.
Our two sons yeah. married sisters 2 weeks apart. So that whole time of wedding and family coming in yeah. was such a joy. It was mm-hmm. such a joy. I'm so thankful for that. But then now it's been really beautiful to see them establishing their own homes yeah. and their own traditions. And we pray that they'll carry that on. You know, we mm-hmm. used to pray the rosary with the children or just pray on the way to school, mm-hmm. all the different things, you know. And hopefully we modeled, you know, praying together. And
we see it now in our boys, how they lead their spouses in the marriage and mm-hmm. their children. And watching my son bless his little daughter is just awesome to see that. Mm-hmm.
There were years we didn't know, you know, right. they went through yeah. these teenage
oh, sure.
years.
Right.
And you're like thinking, Lord,
is he going to live?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And so just to see our children at all the different stages and just to see the good that God's got them, mm-hmm. you know, and that we can trust in the Lord.
And prayer is powerful.
Prayer is powerful.
Gary, perhaps a closing word to all of our people that are watching today, this Thanksgiving Day, and what you kind of hope for them.
I just hope that everybody knows that our Lord loves them and the goods and the bads, and just always keep their eyes focused on Him and know that good will come out of it mm-hmm. in whatever circumstances.
Yeah. Well, we thank God for your lives and for your faith and all you've been through this year, and to be able to thank and praise and bless the Lord. Mm. So God bless you.
Thank you, John.
And God bless all of you. As we always say, you're an important part of this EWTN family. You're family, and you're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. May you today give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I'm strong, and the poor say, I'm rich, because of what the Lord has done. Lord, have mercy. Revive your church. Bring awakening to our country. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.